8 myths stand in the way of one of the premier recruiting programs in the federal government, and those myths are hurting your agency's chances of hiring talented new employees. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. They are starting a Mythbusters campaign to help you get new talent in the door. Tim, it's great to have you on the program as always. How did you come up with this list of 8 myths that we have linked at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth today?
So the partnership in collaboration with the Volcker Alliance and the Robertson Foundation for Government did a kind of a listening tour. We talked to a lot of different folks at a lot of different agencies through focus groups and other means, talking to Pathways program officers, those that are directly responsible for Pathways within their agencies, with hiring managers, with other HR officials, and a lot of different folks within government agencies to try to figure out what's working and where some of their challenges with the Pathways programs are 2 years after implementation. And what we did from there was kind of narrowed down that list and tried to say which of these challenges or barriers to effective implementation are real barriers that may actually require some new regulation, some new legislation, some new practices, whatnot. But what are things where people, frankly, are either just confused or there are misconceptions about what can and can't be done? And that last group, those that actually created confusion and there were some common misperceptions, we rolled those up and said, let's actually try to deal with those, because if we can actually address those, whether it was 5 or 10 or 12 or 8, it really didn't matter. And this was one of those times, Francis, where we didn't look at, you know, some alliterative number. We just said, let's pick the top issues that people are really having challenges with because they don't fully understand what can or cannot be done.
So we're going to put a link, as I mentioned, to the 8 myths at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And I don't have time to ask you about every single one, but I do want to hit on a couple of them in the time that we have, Tim. Myth number 2, agencies must post every job and internship they're hiring for on USA Jobs. That's one I bought into.
So, and a lot of agencies have, and again, what we've tried to do with the Mythbusters is state what the myth is and then provide some fact, and then probably most importantly is also provide some supporting language, either from OPM guidance, the regulation itself, to support what we've done. But ultimately, what you'll see from the OPM implementation guidance and from the regulations themselves is that agencies don't need to post every job opportunity announcement for every job or internship that they're hiring for that's related to Pathways. They can post a single job opportunity announcement to advertise all of their internship positions. So, for instance, Francis, the difference here is you don't have to post individual job opportunity announcements for your engineer internships and your accounting internships. You can actually post one advertisement that says Agency X has internships in these types of areas, and then point them somewhere else for where they can find out more information and how they can apply or express interest in those positions.
All right, myth number 4, agencies must use OPM qualification standards to fill internship positions. I didn't know that was a myth, but it sounds like a reasonable thing. Why is that maybe not to an agency's benefit, and why don't they have to do it?
So ultimately, what they can use some of their own qualification standards to fill internship positions, provided that those selective factors are outlined in their memorandum of understanding. So every agency, in order to use Pathways programs, actually has to have an MOU directly with OPM. If in that MOU they actually state other qualification standards that they're going to use for those internship programs, they can actually go ahead and do that. And again, I think the key to that for folks is that they've added criteria that is going to help them attract well-qualified candidates, winnow their applicant pool, and those are things that are absolutely necessary for the performance of that the internship itself. So again, and they've got to be validated. Everything else, you know, again. Often what we do is we hit the easy button and say, well, but here's what OPM has provided. That's your starting point, but you can go beyond that to make sure that you're getting the right people in.
Tim McManus of the Partnership for Public Service, the partnership putting out a list of 8 myths about the Pathways program to help you get new talent into your agency better and faster. And we're looking at some of these myths in the time that we have. Myth number 5, Tim, is agencies must apply veterans' preference as part of each screen in the hiring process for internship and recent graduates positions when they hire students and recent graduates for these roles and before non-competitively converting them to full-time jobs. What's wrong about that statement?
So a couple of things. One is a lot of agencies actually use a kind of a multiple hurdle approach in their assessments, which is part of that screening process in the hiring process. And again, I think some agencies have looked at this and said we have to apply a veterans preference separately in each part of that screening process or each part of the assessment process. That's actually not the case, number one. It only has to be applied once during the process. And again, the agency has to determine where it's applied in there. The second piece of that is, again, once somebody comes into your agency as an intern or as a recent graduate, veterans preference does not have to be applied again before converting them, because it was actually applied on the front end. And in their MOU, they're actually indicating whether or not positions are actually, and in their job opportunity announcements, they're actually indicating whether or not these folks are eligible for conversion or not. So you've actually dealt with veterans preference one time somewhere in the process. They've actually come in either as a veteran or a non-veteran, and they've either come into a position that can be non-competitively converted or not.
So you and the rest of the myths, as I mentioned, are linked at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. We don't have time to go into all of them. But overall, the effort here is what, Tim? What do you want to accomplish by making people aware that these 8 things are myths and then educating them about what the real facts are?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, Francis, what we want to do is create a clear path for agencies to actually use the Pathways programs. And the only way that they're going to use them effectively is if they actually fully understand what can and can't be done. And again, what we heard in our listening tour through our focus groups and everything else was there is a lot of confusion from the regulations, from OPM's implementation guidance about what can or can't be done. The Mythbusters and the 8 myths that we identified and put the fact to it are really designed to kind of clear the fog away from things so that agencies have a better understanding. Both hiring managers and folks in HR have a better understanding of what can or cannot be done and therefore can use this more effectively. I have to say, since we also issued this, OPM has also issued their own FAQs as well, which are much more extensive than the 8 myths that we've released. But I think if you look at those 2 things combined, the Mythbusters that we've created, and by the way, these were reviewed by OPM as well. So we thank them a ton for both reviewing them but also providing input into that resource as well. So if you put those 2 resources together, those 2 alone probably aren't going to clear up all of the questions and all of the confusion, Francis, that agencies have. But I think it's a good, very good first step to helping to do that. And there's a lot more to come between OPM, the partnership, the Robertson Foundation, and the Volcker Alliance in terms of helping agencies better implement pathways in the near future.